Hello and welcome to the Christmas edition of Show Tunes with Kate Botello from Interlochen Public Radio. I'll be your ho-ho host. Okay, I'm sorry, that's a terrible joke, but you know, it's Christmas, whatever. For an hour of holiday treats from all over Broadway, we'll hear tunes both jolly and sentimental, some from unexpected places and a couple of sad ones, because this is musical theater. There is no way everybody's going to be happy during the holidays. At intermission, we'll have a chat with our friend Nate Patton, who just opened the holiday run of Elf at Madison Square Garden. Lights are dimming in our virtual lobby, so please turn off all cell phones and refrain from flash photography. In the unlikely event of an emergency, don't worry about missing the rest of the show. Just do what you gotta do. You can hear the rest on interlochenpublicradio.org when everything's calmed down. So, let's get started. Tonight's overture, intermission, and finale come from the popular Will Ferrell comedy turned Broadway musical, Elf. That was the overture to Elf, the musical, with music by Matthew Sklar. Up next, music from Irving Berlin's White Christmas. We'll hear a tune from the 2008 stage musical, and then the classic number from the sort of soundtrack from the 1954 movie. Now, I say sort of because they never made an official soundtrack. The closest thing is a selection of songs with a slightly different cast.
Snow. It won't be long before we'll all be there with snow.
Oh, I want to wash my hands, my face and hair with snow.
Snow, I long to clear a path and lift a spade of snow.
Snowing all winter through, that's where I want to be.
Snowball throwing, that's what I'll do.
How I'm longing to ski through the snow.
Those glistening houses that seem to be built of snow.
To see a mountain covered with a quilt of snow.
What is Christmas with no snow?
No white Christmas with no
snow.
Snow.
What is Christmas?
white Christmas with no snow.
I'll soon be there with snow.
It's gonna snow.
I'll wash my hair with snow.
It's gonna snow.
And with a spade of snow.
It's gonna snow.
I'll build a man that's made of snow.
It's gonna snow.
I'd like to stay up with you, but I'd recommend a little nap. Go back to sleep.
Go to sleep and dream of snow.
Crosby's Bob Wallace sang lead on the classic White Christmas from our sort of soundtrack. Danny Kaye's Phil Davis is still around, but the Selections album features a different pair of ladies playing the Haynes sisters. Rather than Rosemary Clooney and Vera Ellen, we heard Peggy Lee and Trudy Stevens. Before that, Brian D'Arcy James, Jeffrey Denman, Anastasia Barzi, and Meredith Patterson, and the cast of the 2008 Broadway production sang Snow. Up next, Christmas tunes from a few shows that are definitely not Christmas-themed. They just feature holiday moments, for good or ill. Remember, this is musical theater. There's no way everybody's going to be happy about the holidays. Now, the first two, weirdly enough, are linked to Ladies of the Evening. Now, first, the finale to the 1956 French musical Irma La Douce, about a guy who goes way out of his way to win the heart of such a lady. Then from 1978's The Best Little House in Texas, we can't say the name of the show on the radio. Several such ladies ponder the end of their careers as their place of work closes at Christmas time. And finally, from the 1993 Broadway version of The Who's Tommy, Tommy's parents fear the meaning of the holiday is lost on their son, who can neither hear, see, nor speak.
Sweet one's bed, sweet the thoughts in his tiny head. Heaven blessed him and fortune smiled. Drink the health of the Christmas child. He will walk with his head held high, yet be gentle and yet be shy. He will do what he wants to do.
Some fun.
Maybe I'll meet someone and make him love.
Tommy, can you hear me? 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 Can you hear me? Tommy, 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 can you hear me?
Michael Cerveris's Tommy was still in there, even though his parents, Jonathan Dukacitz and Marcia Mitzman, didn't know it yet in that number from Pete Townsend's Tommy. Before that, the ladies of Miss Mona's establishment consigned themselves to a hard candy Christmas with music by Carol Hall. And Keith Mitchell and the cast brought a triumphant end to Marguerite Monod and Alexandre Beaufort's Irma La Douce. Now, let's dispense with melancholy. I am so excited for this next number. I have been saving it for you all year. In 1968, Burt Bacharach teamed up with lyricist Hal David for Promises, Promises, based on the 1960 movie The Apartment. The magical Michael Bennett and Bob Avian came up with some unforgettable choreography, and lo and behold, my friend, it is Turkey Lurkey time.
It's turkey lurkey time. Tom Turkey ran away, but he just came home. It's turkey lurkey time. He's really home to stay, never more to roam. Let us make a wish, and may all our wishes come true. A snowy, blowing Christmas, a mistletoe Christmas, a turkey lurkey Christmas to you. A turkey lurkey Christmas to you.
Table.
Donna McKechnie, Bjork Lee, and Margot Sappington were secretaries at a crazy office Christmas party doing turkey lurkey time. Now, Donna said in a Playbill interview that Michael and Bob came up with the iconic choreography in 24 hours in front of a skinny hotel mirror after the original version flopped with preview audiences. The moves during the Jingle Bells section alone made the audience go nuts before the number was even over, and you can see it for yourself in the post for this episode on our website at interlochenpublicradio.org. It's time now for intermission, where everybody gets a break, including the actors and the orchestra. Lucky for us, we get to hang out with our friend Nate Patton. Nate is a musical director who has toured with many shows, most recently for the Broadway musical Elf. Now, we had a chance to talk to him and get a very Elf war story 2 days before he opened the show's holiday run at a legendary Broadway location. Now, Nate, where are you standing right now?
Right now, I am standing under an awning outside of Madison Square Garden, where Elf the Musical is playing here.
Now, we wanted to talk to you inside Madison Square Garden, but we couldn't do that.
We couldn't talk to me inside Madison Square Garden because I went to go drop off my stuff and I was cavity searched by the security guard who apparently getting in here, it's basically like getting into the Pentagon. The security is, you'd think there were, you know, presidential candidates in Elf, but it's really just a bunch of musical theater people that for some reason they seem to think that everyone, you know, may possibly be armed. So, the security here is pretty intense.
Before this, you were on tour, on the national tour with Elf as the musical director.
Correct.
And what was that like? How many cities did you go to?
Well, on this particular version, we only played a few. We actually opened in Easton, Pennsylvania, and then we played Atlantic City. And then we just came back from Boston for 3 weeks. And then now we're in New York. I actually have my bags with me from Boston. I came right off of the bus here. But I'm glad this is an audio interview because I haven't showered. So it's probably, you know, for the best that you can't see what I look like.
Fair enough. It's radio. No one will know. Except now they do. So now that we all know that Nate hasn't showered, let's talk about Elf. Now, it's about a man named Buddy who mistakenly climbed aboard Santa's sleigh as a baby and was raised in the North Pole by one of Santa's elves. He finally realizes he is not, in fact, an elf, and he goes to New York to find his birth father, who doesn't even know he exists. Now, how does that translate, by the way, from, again, it started out as a non-musical, so how do you think that translates into the stage? What's different?
Well, you know, it's funny. I think the film actually is inherently musical in a way. There's, you know, Buddy always talks about wanting to sing and that the way to get into the Christmas spirit is to sing. And it does lend itself well to being musicalized, I think, because, you know, anything sort of festive and holiday-like, like the film, it sort of sings anyway, I think, you know, as far as the premise goes. So It translates very well to being on stage and to being musicalized, too.
Now, after spending all that time on the road, you know Nate's got to have a story.
I'll tell you one. This is not specifically, not specifically about anybody in my company, but it is something that happened recently, which I thought I would share with you. So there's actually two national tours of Elf going out at the same time. There's mine, which is playing Boston and New York, and then there's the other tour, which is around the country. And so I was in Boston this past weekend, and I was getting ready after the show. The curtain had come down. Somebody came to me and said, Nate, there's a group of women here to see you. And I said, really? I'm like, I wasn't expecting anybody. And they said, well, they're asking for the conductor. So I said, okay, that's weird. So I get up there, and I open the door, and I don't know these women at all. And I say, hi, like, how are you? And they go, are you Trevor? And I said, no, I'm Nate. And they go, well, we're looking for the conductor, Trevor. I said, well, I'm the conductor, but I'm not Trevor, I'm Nate. So they go, no, Trevor's the conductor. Now, Trevor happens to be the associate conductor. He's like the assistant to the conductor on the other tour. So I said to them, I was like, no, I was like, I know Trevor, but I'm Nate, like I'm the conductor. And they're like, and these women are like, it was like they had pitchforks and torches and they were standing up. They were like, we want Trevor. They're like, we want to see Trevor. And I said, I'm sorry, I'm not Trevor. And I said, Trevor's on the other tour. And they're like, what other tour? And I said, well, there's another national tour out that he's on. And they go, well, we came to Boston just to see Trevor. You know, and like, they're getting it. Like, they're like, I was worried they were going to like kill me. So I said, listen, I said, Trevor's in Atlanta. And they're like, in Atlanta? And I think they all sort of stopped and got quiet. And they were like, Trevor's in Atlanta. It was like, it reminded me in The Wizard of Oz when they find out that the wizard isn't real. It was like, they were just like devastated. And I was like, Trevor's at the other tour, he's not here. And the woman said to me, completely seriously, not kidding, well, that's why his directions to the theater were so bad.
So, again, Nate, who, no disrespect to Trevor, is not Trevor, is in Boston, and Trevor is in Atlanta. Okay, one more question for Nate. You've heard this music about 1,000 times, I'm sure.
About at least 1,000 times, yes.
But you've got to have, I'm sure, we won't talk about any songs that irritate you or that you're tired of, but what is your favorite song in Elf?
None of the songs irritate me because they're brilliant and I respect the composer and lyricist who are dear friends of mine very much. So on the record, I'm saying every song from Elf is perfect. But the most perfect and the most favorite of my songs is, most favorite of the songs that are in the show is a song called There Is a Santa Claus, actually, that the mom, it's sung by the mom character and her young son, who's 12 years old. And it's where they see Santa Claus flying by in a sleigh outside and they come to the realization that Santa Claus is real. And they sing this. It's an up-tempo, but it's actually very, very sweet and charming and funny. And it basically ends with this 12-year-old boy and his mother belting their faces off. And the two actors we have sound just so wonderful. And, you know, who doesn't like mother-child belting?
Right? Who doesn't? That's like one of the foundations of the theater.
Totally. Okay. Absolutely. It's like Liza and Judy.
Buddy, where did you go? Mom? Mom?
What? Mom? What?
Mom? Mom!
I saw a tiny sleigh make its tiny way right across the sky.
What?
There wasn't time to think, there wasn't time to blink before it zoomed right by. And everything I knew, and everything that you knew too was absolutely now untrue, because without a doubt there is a Santa Claus.
Oh my God!
I just saw him too, yet my whole life through he seemed fake to me. Couldn't Santa see what a fantasy he appeared to be. And everything I thought is tangled up in one big knot. The world out there has clearly got its flaws if they can't say there is a Santa Claus.
And Rudolph's nose really glows and guides him through the night.
The beard like snow, the ho, ho, ho.
I told you
eggs are hidden by a rabbit. I just love that I've been hocus pocus. And does this mean there's any truth to a fairy who might buy your tooth?
Come on, Mother, let's stay focused.
It's just a piece of eight, or keep your head on straight when fairy tales come true. Though I can't complain, cause if I'm insane, to be exact, that Santa's real, in fact he always was. I know I've had my doubts before, but now there's proof I can't ignore, so I deny it anymore. There is a Santa.
Wow, Nate was not kidding. Michael Gumley and Beth Level have no faces after belting them off singing There Is a Santa Claus from Elf the Musical. Lights are flickering now in our virtual lobby, so it's time to say yes to Santa. And thank you to Nate Patton for the music and the story. Come back and see us again soon, Nate. I hope they let you into the venue eventually. Spoiler alert, they did, and he was awesome. Okay, let's come in off the streets of New York for Act Two. We'll kick off this act of our Christmas spectacular with a jukebox musical that was around before that term was invented. A jukebox musical is a show made up of a string of popular songs with a plot threaded throughout. In this instance, the show is Ellie Greenwich's life story from the 1985 show Leader of the Pack. From our vinyl vault, Ellie refuses to acknowledge her marriage is over at Christmas time. After that, from the 2011 musical version of the 2002 movie Catch Me If You Can, con man Frank, pretending to be a pilot, deals with his Yuletide loneliness by calling the person he feels closest to, Carl, who happens to be the cop that's chasing him.
You love the Yuletide fun. There's joy and cheer for everyone. I wait for Santa with a gun. Yes, Christmas is my favorite time of year.
Some sugar plums I haven't kissed, but mistletoe I must resist. 'Cause I'm on St. Carl's most wanted list.
Yes, Christmas is my favorite time of year. And there's a home where you can't go. And there's a life that's full of love you used to know. But kid, not you.
'Cause your family's here.
Yeah, they're still yours to hold if you come in from the cold.
So if tomorrow Santa's flown, the tree is down and you're alone, I'm always here, right by the phone. Yes, Christmas is my favorite time of year.
Wait a minute. You didn't call me to apologize, did you? You got no one else to talk to.
Look out the window.
Why?
Just do it. I'll call you soon, but who knows when.
And Frank, I hope we'll meet again. Like when you're serving 8 to 10. Yes, Christmas is my favorite time of year.
He's a kid. He's a kid.
Errant Fight's Frank shared a little Christmas honesty with Norbert Leo Butz's Carl, who finally realizes his prized con man quarry is just a kid. Mark Shaman and Scott Whitman wrote the music. Norbert Leo Butz won the 2011 Tony for Best Performance by a Leading Actor in a Musical for that role. Before that, Ellie Greenwich played herself in denial with Christmas, Baby Please Come Home. And now, what is Christmas without commerce? We'll hear from two musicals set during the holidays in retail establishments. First, a number from Meredith Willson's Here's Love, set at Macy's, based on the classic Christmas movie Miracle on 34th Street. And then, good luck, shop clerks. We head to Marajac's Parfumerie for an increasingly hectic number from She Loves Me. Both shows premiered on Broadway in 1963.
Pine cones and holly berries, popcorn for you, apples for me, red striped candy, nutcracker handy, kettle a bubbling, holiday tea. Snow clouds hang low and threatening, maybe it won't, praying it may. The brightest fireplace glows in every face, waiting for Christmas Day. There'll be walk around songs and talk around songs, songs of the inn and stable. There'll be morning time songs and evening time songs, and grace at every table. Jingle bells will jingle all the way, all day.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Popcorn for you, apples for me.
There's a
red striped candy, nutcracker handy,
well.
Kettle a bubbling, holiday tea.
It's
snow clouds and
red
threatening, maybe it won't, praying it may. The brightest fireplace glows in every face, waiting for Christmas Day. Waiting for Christmas Day.
Shop in time, plenty of time. These are the people with time to spare who shop at their convenience. 12 days to Christmas. Look at the way they do their Christmas shopping. They can go shopping and still remain calm and sedate. These are the people we envy and the people that we hate. And they had their names printed on their cards.
In June.
Thank you. We'll call again. Thank you.
to Christmas. Still enough time to do your Christmas shopping. These are the people who shop in time, still enough time. Sensible people who organize the time at their disposal. 9 days to Christmas, 9 days to Christmas. Still enough time to do your Christmas shopping. These are the people who plan their days wisely and well. These are the people who shop in time and they can go to hell. And they mail their packages out in time.
In August.
Thank you, we'll call again, we'll call again, thank you.
Four days to Christmas, just enough time to do your Christmas shopping. These are the people who shop in time, just in time, barely in time. These are the people who calculate with clinical precision. 4 days to Christmas, 4 days to Christmas. These are the folks who never waste a second. Full of a chilly efficiency, loaded with gall. Never too early and never late, and they're the worst of all.
And their cards arrive on the 24th.
24th?
One day to Christmas, not enough time to do our Christmas shopping. We're not the shop who peeped in time. We're not the sheep who popped in time. We're not the people who shopped in time, not enough time. We are the people who always wait until it's much too late. Oh, one day to Christmas, how we ever do our Christmas shopping. Why do we ever delay so long? Who can recall? Some of the family may not get a Christmas gift at all.
Have you ever worked retail at Christmas? Jerry Bock and Sheldon Harnick must have, because that is exactly what it's like. She Loves Me is based on the play Parfumery by Miklos Laszlo and was also adapted into the films The Shop Around the Corner, In the Good Old Summertime, and You've Got Mail. And now it's time for our holiday-themed 11 o'clock number. Take a guess. What's it going to be? I'll give you 3 seconds. Okay, forget it. You don't even need three. It's Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas from the 1944 movie Meet Me in St. Louis. Georgia Permit was a wonderful Esther in the 1989 stage version, but for our purposes tonight, especially since Nate mentioned her earlier, it's just got to be Judy.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year all our troubles will be miles away. Once again, as in olden days, happy golden of your faithful friends who were dear to us will be near to us once more. Someday soon we all will be together. Love
Until then, we'll have to muddle through somehow. So have yourself a merry little Christmas.
That was Judy Garland with Hugh Martin and Ralph Blaine's Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. And now it's time for the merry little ending to our holiday show, the finale of Elf the Musical.
Merry Christmas, everybody!
I'm singing! I'm at the North Pole and I'm singing! I've got a wife and I'm singing! And we did a special kind of hug I'd never heard about before. When it was over, I was singing. And now we've got a kid, so I'm singing!
Shh, Buddy, wake the baby!
It's okay, Papa Hops, the baby loves Buddy's singing!
All I have to do is sing to stop a string of sleepy sobs, 'cause nobody likes a Christmas song like little Buddy Hops, and that's why his middle name just happens to be Sparkle Jolly Twinkle Jingle Lee.
Now spend each Christmas here dressed up in North Pole festive wear.
And my son has Jovi's eyes
and Buddy's bright red curly hair.
But you'll find that Buddy Jr. takes after me. I'm Sparkle Jolly Twinkle Jingly.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. And when the baby's grown, he'll ride on Mike's sleigh and he'll deliver gifts galore. We'll teach him Christmas never gets him away.
Guess who's at the front door?
The finale to Elf the Musical, which is possibly being conducted by our friend Nate Patton right at this very moment. Break a leg, Nate. Oh, wait, you're the conductor. Toy, toy, toy. That's break a leg in conductor talk. The curtain falls, the crowd goes wild, and we come to the end of another episode of Show Tunes with Kate Botello. That's me. Thanks again to Nate Patton for dropping by. Michael Culler engineered the show. Sally Isley is our executive producer. We'd love to hear your musical theater war story. Send us an email or call our comment line at 231-276-4444. Visit interlockenpublicradio.org to listen to the show at any time or share it with your friends. In the words of the immortal Kay Thompson, happy everything. This is Interlockin' Public Radio. See you in the aisles.
It hasn't snowed a single flurry, but Santa dear, we're in a hurry. So climb down the chimney, put up the brightest string of lights I've ever seen. Slice up the fruitcake, it's time we hung some tinsel on that evergreen bough. For I've grown a little leaner, grown a little colder, grown a little sadder, grown a little older, and I need a little angel sitting on my shoulder. Need a little Christmas now. Haul out the holly, haven't I taught you well to live each living day?
Fill up the stocking,
my daddy made,
it's 1 week past Thanksgiving Day now.
But we need a little Christmas right this very minute. Candles in the window, carols at the spinet. Yes, we need a little Christmas right this very minute.
It hasn't snowed a single flurry, but Santa dear, we're in a hurry.
So climb down the chimney. It's been a long time since I've got good neighbor.
Slice up the fruitcake. It's time we hung some tinsel on that bed.